Hello, this 5 minutes, the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 203, 203. So we have been personalizing Psalm 91 and one verse 10. There shall no evil befall thee, but we make it, there shall no evil befall me. You're personalizing it. It is for you. This is the prophetic work for you, that there shall no evil before you. Hallelujah. Sennacherib had attacked King Hezekiah, and he's been fighting and winning. He's had a winning spree. Knocked one, knocked two, knocked 10, knocked 200. And he thinks he can take everybody down. But he had bitten too much. He could not chew. What is bitten? He could bitten more than he could chew. And so he had come to threaten Hezekiah. And then Prophet Isaiah, by the prophetic word of the Lord, says in 2 Kings 19, 27 and 28, that this is God speaking. No, he thought it was a contest between man and man. King Sennacherib versus Hezekiah, King Hezekiah of Judah. But the thing is that God had reversed it. They don't know when they're attacking you. They don't know that your God is taking over. And in the better covenant, the new covenant, we have it better than King Hezekiah did. Why? Because right now, 1 John 4:4 says so. It says, what does 1 John 4:4 say? It says, fear not, little children, because why? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Then the Bible also says that, for God has not given you the spirit of fear. What has he given you? Do you know what you have? You have the spirit of power. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That's why you swing your hand and tell God, thank you. Because he's giving you the spirit of power. You have the spirit of power. God came to live in you to make you a master of devils. Any devil, whoever he is, you are their master. You are their master. You are their master. So you have it better. And now listen to what God told Sennacherib. He said, therefore, because you've been boasting and all the raging, and he said, it's all coming to my ears. Verse 28, therefore, I will put my hook in thy nose and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way by which thou camest. This is what we call Saneba. Trouble don't come for the enemy. Why didn't you just stay in your corner? Why go for this trouble? Where God says, and let me read how the message puts it. But I know you well, 2 Kings 19, 27, 28, where you stay and when you come and go. I know the way you have raged against me. And because of your raging against me and your arrogance, you think you are on top of the world. You think you everybody in the office, you've taken them down. You think that nobody can stand against you. There are some people in politics, it's like they are untouchables. It's, and your arrogance, which I have heard for myself. Listen, I will put my hook in your nose and my bit in your mouth like a horse, and I will make you return by the same road on which you came. Ha. I will make you return. I will put my hook in your nose. Hey, what is it that is threatening you? Listen, God has already put his hook in that thing, the nostril of that thing, and he's putting the bit, like how we put the bit in a horse's mouth. And God says, I have made that thing. That thing is returning. That thing is fleeing from you. That's what the Bible says. Resist the devil and he will flee from God. No, from Jesus. No, from you. You do the resisting. Hezekiah could not have resisted. He did a form of resistance. But in the new covenant, we resist the devil. We tell the devil, Satan, shut up. We say, Satan, go. This is what God has done for you. He's made you a master of devils. He's given you the spirit of power. And you ought to use it, my dear. Use it. How are you going to use it? By speaking. You speak, you say it. What do you want? You say, Satan, shut up. You tell that thing, listen, from today, you will not harass me again. You will not. In Jesus' name, you're blessed. Bye.